Privilege or Punishment by Rekha P.S. An old, heavy key lies in a glass display case at the Heimat und Krippenmuseum of Zürich. The keyring carries a faded label, Closet. Next to it are other keys, once opening attic doors, anterooms and trunks, silent witnesses to an era when education took place behind locked doors. Martinsbühl, Zürich, autumn 1971. The autumn sun winks through the bright foliage in the garden. Behind the stone facade of Martinsbühl, girls play with hand-knit dolls. Sister Isabella stands in the doorway, a ring of keys hanging from her belt. In her eyes, there is both comfort and sternness, a contradictory gift of the time. Little Emma fidgets with the hem of her skirt. She knows her midday run up the stairwell is forbidden, but imagination is tempting. What if, behind the trunk in the anteroom, is a letter from her mother? Or perhaps some hidden sweets? Emma, calls Sister Isabella, her voice floating somewhere between patience and warning. You know where you may go and where you may not. Emma freezes. She stares at the polished keys gleaming in the light. Every room and cupboard comes with rules. Doors mean privilege or punishment. Entry is granted only to those who obey. Late at night, the whispers start. Some of the older girls tell the younger ones to be patient. Others say nothing, keeping their reasons to themselves, especially about those ever visible, yet inaccessible keys. A key isn't just a piece of metal. It means power. The one who holds it decides who can speak, who can imagine, and who can weep. Wherever the sisters walk, their keys jingle, a small sound that feels like a whisper lost in those corridors, a warning, stand still or run. For many generations, keys have been instruments of imposing rules and control, but they have also represented a kind of caring, one that doesn't always fit with modern teaching ideas. Despite the progressive ideas about education starting to appear around 1900, everyday life in this place is still ruled by strict guidelines. If someone breaks a rule, they are punished, often with physical discipline. Emma vaguely recalls something she heard at school. Justice is when you find a key to freedom. But in the girls' home, the key stays on the sister's chain. Sometimes, lying under her blanket at night, she counts the keyholes in the building. She wonders whether each one hides a secret. What would happen if she could open them all? Would understanding in education then mean comfort rather than punishment? Or will the key always be an adult's instrument, a boundary stone between empathy and abuse of power? Even today, the past still lingers. The key in the glass case hints to a time when parents and teachers were warned against too much understanding, and discipline ruled as the most important quality. It wasn't until 1974 that corporal punishment was banned in Austrian schools, and well into the 1980s before psychological violence became a topic of public concern. The UN Convention on the Rights of the Child of 1989, signed by all UN member states, except the USA, finally declared children to be holders of rights in their own name. Today, violence in child-rearing is banned in almost all EU countries. And yet, this key reminds us there is still work to be done. Martinsbühel, Zirl, winter 1972. The attic key is missing. The sisters are unsettled. Not because a room is inaccessible, but because control has slipped away. For a few days, the girls experience something unfamiliar. Sudden freedom. No access, no punishment, no authority. Maybe, Emma thinks to herself lying in bed, sometimes education means losing a key. Today, Emma, wherever she is, probably knows with peculiar clarity that behind each key, each door, there had been more than just a room. There had been the stories of all the children who had been searching for understanding. Today, the key is an artifact, a small, cold relic of iron and history. How many doors in our own memories remain locked? Who holds the key to empathy? What does education mean when stripped of control and fear? In its quiet presence, the key holds a whole history of harm and hope, of change and duty, and of the enduring effort to bridge understanding between generations.